Good morning. My name is Doug, and I will be your conference operator. This is the DocuForms conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's opening remarks, and instructions will be given at that time. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ramon Berrueta, Investor Relations Deputy Director at DocuForms. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I am very pleased to welcome you to DocuForms' fourth quarter 2018 earnings conference call. Also from the management team at DocuForms, today we have Mr. Adam Reactor, Mr. Alejandro Bonzo, Mr. Hector Esquivel, and Mr. Eduardo Limon. We will be discussing the company's performance as per the earnings release issued yesterday after the market closed. If you did not receive the report, please contact us, and we will email it to you immediately. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only, and questions from the media will not be taken. Any forward-looking statement made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available. Please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. It is now my pleasure to turn the call to Mr. Adam Reactor for his presentation, so please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thanks, Ramon. Adam Reactor here, and thank you, everybody, for joining us on this call. We're going to be discussing, Ramon's going to go into some detail in terms of the company performance in 2018. I'll just give you a couple of highlights. Then I'd like to talk a little bit about the how we view the macro environment, the new government in Mexico. And then a third point would be just to make some comments about some management changes that we've made since January. So, as you probably know, 2018 was a difficult year for Mexico. Despite the difficult circumstances because of the macro environment and the elections, DocuForms was able to overcome the challenges and post positive results, basically in line with our 2018 plan. So thanks to strong origination levels, solid growth, obviously helped by the adequate funding that we had access to in 2018 because of the funding we obtained in 2017 and subsequent funding in 2018, we were basically able to grow revenues by 41% versus 2017, and revenues reached a record high of 1.4 billion pesos. Our net income, which was also on plan, increased by 23% versus the previous year, and it came in at 162 million pesos, which was right around the plan. I think the plan was about 164 million pesos. So that's in terms of the P&L. In terms of the balance sheet also grew with a 25% growth in our portfolio to 5.8 billion pesos. We also had some growth in the real estate portfolio, which stands, or at the end of the year, stood at about 700 million pesos. So in general, we're very pleased with our results, basically on target, and we're looking forward to 2019. The second point was the macro environment in Mexico. As you know, the macro environment wasn't great in 2018. We had the ongoing renegotiation of NAFTA, which was took up a lot of energy out of the economy. We had the presidential elections in July of 2018, and as you know, a completely new political party took over in Mexico. So this new party, which is headed up by López Obrador, they have experience in different parties, but in terms of governing, I think it's becoming evident that they don't have that much experience. So that made for a very challenging environment in Mexico last year, and then it continues to be challenging for 2019. Some unfortunate events, as you know, the cancellation of the airport project, and you know, the way that rattled financial markets didn't help, and Mexican economy in general was affected by a high amount of volatility in the markets, and especially in the fourth quarter, with a weaker currency and bond prices down, bond yields up. So that didn't help. So in response to the macro uncertainty, the Banco de Mexico hiked interest rates 4 times during the year, which helped the rate of exchange and helped to keep inflation down, but didn't help companies like ours, which just showed an increase in interest expenses. On a positive note, in December of 2018, the government published its 2019 budget, which was well received by investors, and we think will pave the road for more certainty and more favorable conditions in 2019. So looking forward to 2019, we are cautiously optimistic. And yes, we do envision a continued demand for our services. And in that spirit, and to ensure adequate funding going forward, as you know, in January of 2019, just a month ago, we requested and obtained a consent from our bondholders to amend our limitation on indebtedness covenant on the notes indenture. We went to the market because we firmly believe that if we continue to access adequate funding, we can ensure the continued growth of the company continue to provide our services to the market as we've done for the last 20 years. And as always, we're very grateful to our bondholders for their continued support and for approving the consent. On the third item, which are some management changes, as you can see on page 14 of the earnings report, we have a new management member on board who's also on this call. His name is Alejandro Monzó, and I think Ramon presented him, and he will be acting deputy CEO, and you'll be seeing much of Alejandro as he becomes more involved in the day-to-day operations of the company. Other than the onboarding of Alejandro, there have been no management changes in the company, and you will continue to deal with faces that are familiar to you. Alejandro has substantial business experience in Mexico. He's worked for several leasing companies, including GE Capital. He was also a few years ago, he was the CFO of ARG, the ARG group of companies which we acquired in 2014, so he knows the ARG environment and culture. And as was also reported in our earnings report, we acquired a small leasing company in Mexico in January of this year, just a month ago. That company is called Mexarend. And Alejandro was a minority shareholder and CEO of that company upon acquisition. So as you can see, Alejandro brings a substantial amount of experience to our company. So that would be all for me. Let me turn this over to Ramon, who will give us a little bit more detail on the 2018 numbers, and then we'll be available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. We are very pleased with our quarterly and full-year performance. It was very well in line with our plan, and which was positive despite the challenging political and macroeconomic environment, as Adam mentioned. We achieved total revenue growth of 41% during the year, reaching 1.4 billion pesos, with the fourth quarter posting a solid 12% growth, driven by a strong origination. On the other hand, costs decreased by 4% the fourth quarter compared to the same period in 2017, due to better cost-related management and a favorable comparison with costs in the last year's quarter, boosted by fees related to the bond issuance. Gross margin improved 35% during the quarter compared to the 24% in fourth quarter 17. During the year, gross margin reached 33% compared to 39% in 2017. This deterioration in margin is related to the aforementioned 4Q17 bond issuance. Operating expenses increased 37% during the quarter, mainly driven to higher selling expenses related to higher revenues and a higher allowance for loan losses provision, which increased 22 million pesos. However, OPEX during that year represented 19% of total revenues compared to 21% in 2017, a 200 basis point improvement resulting from operational efficiencies. During the fourth quarter 18, net income at the Coforma fell to negative $9 million as a result of an FX loss. Notwithstanding, for the entire year, net income grew 23% for 2017, or 30 million pesos. Moving on to the balance sheet, during the year, our total portfolio reached 5.8 billion pesos, increasing 25% versus 2017. Most of the growth came from leases and credit business line. The leasing portfolio increased 16% and continues to represent the majority of our portfolio. As of December 31st, 2018, assets totaled $7.3 billion, an increase of 19% versus 2017, while liabilities grew 11% to $5.9 billion. Long-term liabilities represent 78% of total liabilities, while short-term liabilities represent the remaining 22%, which is an adequate proportion for the company. Even though liabilities grew in nominal value year over year, our financial debt leverage ratio improved from 5.6 times in 2017 to a solid 3.7 times for 2018, following the capital injection and the profitable 2018 results. NPLs, non-performing loans, stood at 5.3% of total portfolio at the end of 2018, compared to the 6% reported in 2017. While the reserve for losses was 65% of the NPL's amount, reaching almost 200 million pesos. Finally, the company reported a return on average assets of 2.4% and a return on average equity of 14.8% for 2018, both ratios affected by the aforementioned capital injection during the third and fourth quarter of 2018. This concludes my financial remarks. I will now turn the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star key. One moment while we poll for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star 1 to ask a question. We do have a question from the line of Alvaro Gonzalez with UBS. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Quick favor, I don't know, maybe, I mean, probably not necessarily for the call, but maybe if you can send a file that reconciles your balance sheet with your portfolio. If you see your balance sheet, you have it as accounts receivables or whatnot, and it doesn't necessarily reflect the portfolio that you have inside the balance sheet. So I don't know if you could help us reconcile those numbers.
Yeah, we can do that. That's something we do all the time. Yep.
Perfect. Thank you.
There are no further questions in the queue. I'd like to hand the call back to management for closing comments.
Okay, Adam Jackson here again. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this quarterly call, and we look forward to continuing to communicate with you. We'll be on the next quarterly call, but in the meantime, if you have any questions, please reach out to the people in management that you always talk to. Thanks, everybody. Looking forward to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and have a wonderful day.